Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Kufyud Aleph, and we are on Kufyud Aleph on top, on the top line. But first, let us one other ha'ara from yesterday, and that is again yesterday's daf. Ahmed Beis had a lot to discuss on it. We had a talis sheula, and we had the relationship between that and matana manas lahachzir. What about a bracha on a mitzvah that you're not chayav in? The Rishonim, fascinating discussion. Is there a difference between a cheftza that you're not chayav in and a gavra that is not chayav? That was Tosfos' chilek between women making a bracha on mitzvah aseh shazman grama, according to Rabbeinu Tam, while not making a bracha on a talis sheula. That was Tosfos' chilek, right? Is this talis sheula, everybody would be pater in the world, while the mitzvah of Zman Grama, one would be chayiv. It's just that the woman is not chayiv, and they brought a raya from Rav Yosef. Remember that raya, Rav Yosef said, I used to think that whoever told me that halacha is like a Yehuda, that suma is pater for mitzvahs, I would make them a yantif, because I thought I was volunteering. But Tosfos said, if you wouldn't make a bracha, then he would definitely not make a party, because how could he be happy if you could do a mitzvah without making a bracha? That is a fascinating lashon as well. It gets so many different elements. But just one ha'ara, hosafa of the Tosfos and Baba Basra, that I'm not sure if I remember to mention, and that is the Tosfos here discusses the yisod of kol mitzvah zaseh shematan schar betzida that Bezdin is not muzhar on. So the question is, what about staka? What about staka? Because the Gemara in Baba Basra discusses that Rava was achpel of Nassim bar Ami about staka, but it's matan schar betzida. By staka, it says that we will get a bracha if we give staka. So Tosfos here gives two answers. Number one, the answer was divrei maskil kol. Tosfos says achpe haynu bidvarim, that the kfiya that took place was not physical kfiya, but with dvarim, right? They really convinced him and worked on him in order to give staka. Number one. And the other daya was bitstaka nami ika lav lo sichpots velo sa'ameitz. Staka also has the isur da'araisa, a lav, not just an asay, which itself is fascinating. As we mentioned, the relationship, right? You would call this a mitzvah asay shematan schar betzida, even though there is also a lo sa'ase counted. You know, how is that? Why do you focus on the essay and not the los essay? So we mentioned from the Ramban and the Ritva in Meseches Kiddushin. I don't remember if we went through this yesterday at the end of the shiur quickly, but the Ramban and the Ritva discussed that the Gemara has a list in Meseches Kiddushin of mitzvah say shaloh hazman grama shiluach hakan and hashamas aveda and all the a number on the list. And the question we showed him ask is, why does the Gemara dafka bring those to teach us the tour of zman grama? Why do they teach us the chiyuv of non zman grama? Right, women are obligated in those because those are not zman grama. Women would be obligated in them anyway because they have a lav associated with them. They all have lo suchal hisalem. They have they have all the los ases. So explains the Ramban, the Ritva also quotes it, that if you have a los, that those mitzvahs are really inherently ases. The los ases is just there, lechazek the ases. And unbelievable, if it would be a zman grama, I don't know if we have one of these, I don't think so. If we would have a zman grama that has a lo sase associated with it, but the lo sase is only there to be the chazik, the assay, in a chinami would be turos, in a chinami. But those have it to not be zman gramas, right? So there you have a lo sase that's the chazik, the assay. So pashas, that exactly is what Tosfos is saying here also by tztaka. Even though there is a lo sase, but, you know, it's the Tosfos is saying that by tztaka also there is a lav, and therefore that defines it. And that lav plays more of a role. It's not just there to be mechazik v'yaseh. You might think by tztaka is give tztaka, don't hold back your hand, but Tosfos is saying no. This lo sase also plays a role, and that's why you'd be able to force him by tztaka. That's what the Tosfos is quoted here. Tosfos quotes this in the name of the Ri in Baba Basra, Daf Ches, Ulari Nira, Dibit Tztaka, Kofin, Mishub de Ispe Lav, Dechsiv Ba Lo Sa'ameis, Es Lavavcha, Velo Sikpots, Es Yadcha. Right, so that is the a second answer. The Ritzba gives another answer in Tosfos there. On Daf Ches, the Ritva in Kiddushin Daf Memtes quotes the one I went through very quickly, and that is, maybe tztaka shiny. Maybe tztaka is different. Why tztaka has shibudim. Shibudim, right? Usually we think of a shibud as a hischaibus midas, where I accept an obligation willingly, And in that way, I create that shibud. I borrow money from you, and therefore I am meshubit to you, and my property is meshubit to you. Shibudim are usually hischayvus midas. Sometimes there are shibudim that the Torah obligates. For example, certain karbanos that are obligatory in certain situations. That also is a shibud from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? There's different types. The Gemara calls this a milva ksuva batorah, a milva she'ina ksuva batorah. Right? The nezikin is a big question, whether that's a milva ksuva batorah or not. That's the Gemara in the beginning of Kiddushin. But staka, is staka a shibud? Meaning, does the ani have a lien on my property? So I would have said, no, there's a mitzvah to give staka. What does he have to do with my property? Comes along the Torah and says, no, there's a shibud. And the Ritva says, that's why there's a kfiya when it comes to tzedakah, because there's a shibud, right? My money is already earmarked, so to speak, right? It relates a little bit to a discussion of the achronim more, and that is whenever you have to give something to certain people in Yadus, how strong is that shibud? The ksos is machalik between matnas aniyim and matnas kahuna. The ksos, in the context of Pidyon HaBen, the ksos in Reish Mem Gimel or so, I've got the exact simon, the ksos says, are you allowed, he quotes the discussion of the Pri Chadash, are you allowed to give Pidyon HaBen to a Kohen Katan? And the Pri Chadash suggests, maybe yes, maybe you can give him to a Kohen Katan. Why? Because the Pri Chadash says, Das Acheres Matne. Just like by Bali Tosfos say, that even though a Katan can't be Kohen, something under the Raisa level, if I give it to them, right, Sanhedrin daf samaches. If I give it to them, if I'm makne it to them, the kata can be kohen on a daraisa level. So do we are being makne the money to the kohen, and therefore you give it even to a kohen katan. The ksos argues on that for a number of reasons, but he says a different reason why a katan kohen is fine to give pidyon haben to. Doesn't mean that you're supposed to look for a kohen katan, but you can. Why? Because the ksos says when it comes to matnas kahuna, it ki'ilu already belongs to the kohanim, the shevet. I get to choose which Kohen I'm going to give it to, but it really is already in the bank account of the Kohanim. And therefore, it's easier. So the Katan is really, you know, it's just the Brera kind of figuring out which Kohen is going to get it. But it's not that he even has to do a Kinyan on it so strong. But the Kso says, by Matnas Aniyim, you don't have that. By Matnas Aniyim, no, I'm really at, by Peah, by Leket, right, I have to kind of be makne. Maybe it's hefker, but it's not shalaniyim yet. Not shalaniyim yet. My nafkamina. What if I take it after I make it peah? Right? Am I stealing from the aniyim, or am I just being mevatel the asay of laani v'lager tazov osam? That could be a nafkamina. Rabbi Chanan has the question even by matnas aniyim in the chelik beis of kovet shiura. Maybe even by matnas aniyim, you might say the ani already has a say on this, and a hold on this money that relates to this ritva that says that there's shibudim, and that's why kfiya would work, even though it's a mitzvah to say shabbat and tzchar b'tzida, right? So that relates to that sugya about the status of matnas aniyim. Okay, a lot more there, but we'll have to leave that for now, and let's continue. So what are we talking about? We got into the sugya of livers, right? The Mishnah spoke about a heart. We spoke about udders. And now we're speaking about liver. The issue with liver, as we know, is a liver is full of blood. There is a source in the Torah, though, the Mefarshim explain what exactly is that source, that you're allowed to eat a liver. You're allowed to eat a liver even though it's full of blood, after I prepare it in whatever way I'm supposed to prepare it, right? The Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim talk about how exactly one prepares a liver lamaisa, which we're not going to get into now. One salts it on top, one salts it on above, one puts it on a grill, one has make sure that there's a sideways diagonal flow of the blood to flow off. A special way that butchers know today, Bismanazeh, how to prepare liver. It's not like other parts of the body where melicha generally would suffice. Regular melicha does not suffice for a liver because of the blood. But the blood inside of it, the Mefarshim explain, has a different status of blood, and because the fact that it's mutter, it itself is mutter, is one thing. But now the question that is asked is, what about asering, what about forbidding others in the pot? So that's what Rabbi Abba said to Rav Safar. Rabbi said to Rav Safar, when you go up to Eretz Yisrael, please ask, you know, who you find, what do they do with their livers? So first he goes up and he says, I cook them and I give them to Rabbi Ami. So he comes back and he says, no, I'm not asking the issue of themselves. I'm asking the isser of doing some other, what the effect on other meat. So that's the question. So he didn't get to go yet, and now he gets to go again. So ki hadar, top line, ki hadar salig. So when Rav Safer went back up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechel Rabbi Zrika, he found Rabbi Zrika again. Amar le, hainami lo tiboy lecha. That's also not a question. Does it affect the other chatichos? Da'ano v'yanai braid Rabbi Ami, iklon lebe Yehuda braid Rabbi Shimon ben Pasi, right? We visited him. The karivulon, and they gave us kanya b'kufya. They gave us kanya, remember kane from the third parak, they gave us the trachea, kanya b'kufya, that means attached to all of the other organs that are attached to it. Rashi says, the rea, the lave, and the kaved, right? The lungs, the heart, and the liver were all attached to it. So obviously, if they gave it to us, it was all cooked together. If it was all took together, so obviously, cooking the liver together is not just about that it's mutter from within, but it is, it doesn't aser, the blood doesn't aser the other organs that it's cooked with. So you see it's mutter. Vachilna, and we ate it. So maskalar vashivite mer shmuel, mi zarukanya, how do you know that's mutter? Vidilma pi kane chutz l'kedera have. Maybe the pi kane, meaning the liver drains through some of the other organs, and maybe the opening of the drain was outside the pot. So who says that the blood went into the pot along with the other organs? So maybe you're right, you have it all cooked together, but maybe that's not a raya that the blood of the liver went with the other organs. V'dilma pi kane chutz l'kedera have. Inami or mechlet havicholot lemeikara. Or maybe they had scalded it beforehand. What is scalding it beforehand? Ki had Rav Huna chalti lebechala, like Rav Huna used to scald it with vinegar before cooking it. Rav Nachman chalti lebechoschen, and Rav Nachman used to scald it with boiling water. What does that do? Rashi, inami chalit havi meikara, v'nispashel damo besocho. Some type of scalding it, pre-cooking, prevents the blood from coming out. It kind of closes up the pores. Kidei shelo yiflot od, kishe yivayishluhu imacher. Right, that's what scalding does. V'damo ha-muvla besocho mutter kol zman shelo yatsa. Any blood inside of it, as we mentioned, does not aser if it stays inside. It's only when it comes out. So this process of scalding of chalita would keep the blood inside the liver, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. And wouldn't aser. So maybe that's what he did here. So maybe there's no raya again that you could cook an unscalded liver with other pieces. Right, maybe the drainage was outside the pot. Maybe he scalded it before he started. And therefore, there is no raya. Tosis discusses on top. Oh, one second. V'im tomar v'tifsho minei. So if he scalded it beforehand, so doesn't this prove the other way? We're trying to prove is it mutter or aser. So the fact that he needed to scald it doesn't show that he thinks it's aser to cook the liver with the other chatichos. So his answer is no. Maybe he just did that l'chumra. Who says that he held that way? Right, midavi tzvich lemichlat eviyesh lomar says Tosfos dilodid tu nami havi misafgaluhu. They also weren't sure, v'lakachay machmir, and they were machmir to scald it, but they also had the suffix of whether an unscalded liver cooked with other chatichos would aser. Again, what would be the tzad laser? Because after all, the blood in the liver, we say, doesn't have the status of the blood elsewhere of the body. So even after it comes out, it shouldn't have that status. So that's what Tosfos said. They were also machmir. Tosfos adds, "V'dafka levashalim habasar avichaltilei." The scalding is only an issue that you have to do if you wanted to put it with other pieces. Shalot or habasar. Aval b'fnei atzma in an eseris. B'fnei atzma wouldn't be usher, so the scalding wouldn't be needed, as we said. B'fnei atzma ena ne'eseris. If you look in the Rif quotes from the Gaonim. We don't do scalding b'zman hazeh. We don't exactly know how to do this, how this works. And therefore, the whole scalding idea of preventing the blood from the liver from coming out, we don't do that bizman as it's the riff right here in Lama Tesma Beis and the Dafi Arif. Umihu, Shadru Mimasifta. They sent out from the yeshiva, Mimasifta, in the Bavel. Deha idna lo baki'inan bachalita. We don't know. But it's about scalding. Visafik isura lachumra. Velo shari lamechal kavda shlika. Therefore, you cannot cook a roasted, you can't eat a cooked liver. Elahecha the tavolem eikara, unless it was roasted first, meaning broiled or roasted on a barbecue with fire underneath, a place for the blood to drain. V'shalgile basar hachi, only if you roast it beforehand. Avali shalgile meikara aser v'chei minag b'chol Yisrael. That is what the Ran says, and that is what the Rambam says. The Rambam also when he quotes this halacha, the Rambam does not leave any room for heter, and there are other Rishonim. The Ran here wonders why they are so machmir in terms of the minog. The Rambam says, "Enofel macholas asuros hakavid im chatcha v'shlicha l'tocha chomez l'tocha mayim roschin ad shetislabein." If you take the liver, first he quotes the halacha of chalita. If you put it in vinegar or boiling hot water until it gets white. Then you can cook it right afterwards. Like the Gemara says, whatever this process of scalding is, it closes up the pores of the blood and doesn't let the blood come out. It all works. It's good. But the minhag of Bnei Yisrael is to broil it, to put it on a spit, a fire. Right, whether you're going to cook it afterwards by itself or with other meat, and that's the minhag pashut. And the Ran here discusses, the Kesef Mishnah discusses this Ran, why they quote that, you know, it's usur even if you're going to cook it alone. I thought only you only need the chalita if you're only going to cook it with other chatichos. But if you could eat it alone, you wouldn't need this. So the Kesef Mishnah here discusses why exactly the Rambam and the Rif quote that minhag, that usur it totally. Okay. Fine. But again, there's the Misorah, as we started off. The Misorah of the butcher is how they kashrub is banazeh, but again, they go through an entire process. Okay. One of the areas of halacha that generally is not known by most who partake of the meat, but besides shechita. Shechita, melicha, even at least they used to do in homes, even 100 years ago. Even if shechita wasn't done by every person, melicha was generally done in the house. Melicha was done in the house. But the melicha of, or the processing of livers, some still have that minhag. Okay. V'savar, Papa kameh derava lemeimar, chala asir, rava. Rav Papa thought in front of Rava to say that in vinegar it is us that vinegar that you use to scald is usur. Rashi oso chometz shenitzmas bo usur. Right, that vinegar that you use to scald to close up the pores, that vinegar itself would be usur. Because why? Because some of the blood goes into that vinegar, and therefore that vinegar cannot be used anymore. So Amar Leh, when Rav Papa thought to say that in front of Rava, Rava argued. Rava said, no. Ichala usur, ihunami usur. If the saying that vinegar is going to be usur, so then it itself is going to be usur too. Because you can say the blood goes out and then goes back in to the liver. Ki hechi de palit hadarbala. Because once it goes out, it's going to be absorbed again. Right, Rashi? Kima tshin nitzmas veino tar liflot chozer balea. Because it already, what do we say? The whole issue of the blood not going back and asuring the liver, that there's so much blood there, it's a one-way street. Right? Once it's turid liflot, it doesn't have any space, so to speak, in order to be balea. But if you're telling me that the vinegar itself stops the blood, and therefore, but it itself is usur, so that means it stopped going out. And if it stopped going out, so then it should be able to go back in, and therefore the liver should also be usur, and we know that's not true, and therefore it must be the chometz is also mutter. Rav Bar Shva, ikla lebe Rav Nachman. Rav Bar Shva visited with Rav Nachman, aisu lekav da shlika v'lo achal. They brought him a cooked liver, and he did not eat it. Amrule, they went back inside to Rav Nachman and they told him, you know, your guest is not eating. Bar be Rav de Lagav lo achil. Right? The your guest outside is not eating. Umanu Rav Bar Shva. And who is it outside? They told him. Rav Bar Shva. Amrule Rav Nachman, Gamu l'shva, force him to eat it. What's he doing? Give it to him. Gamu from the word hagmi'ehu. Right? Like, feed it to him. Right? Give it to him. Why? Because he's being extra machmir. Being extra machmir, interesting. So if he's being extra machmir, so why do I have to worry that, you know, I have to force him to eat it? He doesn't want to eat it. Maybe the point is that he might be a gavra rava that other people are looking towards. And if some people think that so-and-so says it's usur, that could lead to misinformation and misunderstanding of the halacha. Right? In both directions, we find in various contexts that thinking it's something that's usur is mutter, something that's mutter is usur, are both incorrect. Right? We have to know what the halacha is and what the din is, what the din darais is, what the din darabanan is, right? And we have to know from there. So again, that's l'chora what he was nervous about. Right? We always have to know exactly what everything is. I don't think we mentioned it yet in this parak, or we probably should have. Just we'll read it again. But again, the whole idea of remembering what's Aser Daraisa, what's Aser Darabanan, what's the minhag? Like here we have on this daf, we have the minhag of the livers of not doing the chalita, even though it's not the halacha. Right? It could be that's the halacha because we don't know what it is and it's a suffix. But just the whole din of psar of b'chalav. Remember, that's the example the Rambam gives in the context of Bal Tosif, where the Rambam says, right, we know there's an issue of adding on to the laws of the Torah, Bal Tosif. So how is it that the Rabbanan said you're not allowed to eat chicken and milk? Right? Isn't that an issue of Bal Tosif? So the Rambam says, if we had blurred the lines and the Rabbanan would have said eating chicken and milk is Aser Daraisa, that would be a problem of Bal Tosif. But that's not what the Rabbanan did. The Rabbanan says, we know for sure that only eating beef and milk is Aser Daraisa, cooked together. But eating chicken and milk is Darabanan. And we added on in order to be a safeguard, to be a geder, like we had yesterday when Rav came to that place and he made a geder, right, because they weren't as machbis. The Rabbanan looked around the world and he saw we wouldn't be careful enough, and therefore we needed that at least by chicken and not by fish and dogim, as we had at the beginning of the parak also on Daf Kof Gimel. But anyways, that's, again, an example where you always have to keep and know what's mutter, what's usser, what's daraisa, what's Darabanan, v'chul. So kitanoi. So maybe this issue is a machlokas tanoim, whether even cooking a liver by itself is going to be an issue, and maybe this guest had something to rely on. Kitanoi, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, hakaved oseres ve'ena ne'aseres. Rabbi Eliezer says the kaved could be oser, other, right? The blood coming out could be oser, but it cannot be ne'asar, as we've thought up until now. Mepnei shepalatas ve'ena bolas, because it's tridi liflot, and therefore, it's not going to go back in. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broko Omer, mitu veles, if it is salted, then if it is spiced, then the spices soften it up a little bit. And that's going to be a problem. Mitu veles, oseres, vine eseres. And it's also going to be neesar. Shaluka, oseres, vine eseres. The shaluka, it is super cooked. It is super cooked. So after a while, says the Gemara, it's going to slow down and stop being polite, and therefore it's also going to be able to be nivla, and that's why both of these are going to be aser. The Achronim wonder, why didn't he just say one thing? Mituvelas vishluka. Oseres v'neoseres. So the Maharam Shifir says, so we don't think that you need both. Right? It's either or. Either or would aser the kaved itself, and therefore it says it separately. But, you see, this is a machlokas tanaim. So maybe this guest of Rav Bar Shva could have held like Rabbi Yishmael. And the Mefarshim wonder then that why did Rav Nachman get so upset at him? If he had a Tana, an earlier Tana that holds like him, so what's the problem? Okay. Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Iklu Lebe Rabba Bar Rav Nachman, Aisu Lekame Tla Savetachi. They brought in front of him a whole big meal. Three breads, you know, smeared with oil and honey. So, Amar Lahu, Miavi Adisu Dasina? How'd you know I was coming? I knew I was coming. So this relates to what we discussed a couple of weeks ago back on Daf Samach Hey, when we spoke about Samach Hey, Samach Dalet, Samach Dalet. Geneva's Das. Geneva's Das. So here, what could they have answered? Oh, come on. Well, we knew. We had insider information. But rather, what do they say? We didn't know. Amrulei, mi adifas lan mine. Are you better than it, Dechziv? The Karasa La Shabbos Oneg, right? We prepared it for Shabbos. Prepared it for Shabbos. Right? So Rashi, Yom HaShabbos Haya. It was Shabbos. So I wish we could say that we prepared it for you, but it was really for Shabbos. So would they have been allowed to lie in that situation? Mishanim Ibn Shalom. Right? The person thought they could have just said whatever, kind of like played along with it, and he could have felt good about it. So it's interesting that they didn't do that. They said, no, it's Shabbos, and that's why. But we love you, but it's not that why we prepared. The Karasla Shabbos Oneg. So, Oneg Shabbos also. So is the Karasla Shabbos Oneg, according to that pasuk, does that mean it's Oneg? Right, the Kibadato, right, that pasuk in Sheon Nunches is the source for Kavod Shabbos, for Oneg Shabbos. Right, we haven't mentioned it in a while, the Vilna Gaon, the chiluk that the Vilna Gaon has based on the Rambam, the Vilna Gaon in Hilchos Yontif discusses what is the difference between Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. What difference between the two? We use them interchangeably. Kavod Shabbos, right? We have before eating something, or the Mishnah Berurah quotes even before buying something for Shabbos, right? We should say Lechvod Shabbat Kodesh, Kavod Shabbos. So why? Where does that come from? So the Vilna Gaon, based on the Rambam, he says that if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, all the examples that the Rambam gives of Kavod Shabbos are actions that we do before Shabbos. Everything we do before Shabbos The Rambam says, mitzvah al adam, lirchos panav yadav araglav, taking a shower, v'chamin, mipnei kavet Shabbos, umisate petzitzes, wrapping ourselves in a talis, v'yoshev v'kovid rosh. We don't do that, but again, wearing special clothing. V'yoshev v'kovid rosh, sitting there with in anticipation, sitting there very excited. Again, that one I think is the hardest on the whole list, right, for many out there. Right, myself included, in terms of being able, oh, when was the last time we sat before Shabbos? And okay, everything's ready, and, you know, let's just be miyachel. Okay, halavai. And says the Gemara, lakvalos b'nei Shabbos, kamoshu yotzi l'kras ha-melech, v'chacham ha-rishonim ha-yim, makapsin tamideyim, gathering in groups, v'omrim bo v'netzi l'kras Shabbos ha-melech. Right, we don't have to wait till the Arizal for Kabbalah Shabbos. Right, the Gemara talks about it. And the Rambam quotes the Gemara, bo v'netzi l'kras Shabbos ha-melech, umikavet Shabbos, yilbash k'sus nekiyah. And our clothing should be different. Also, look for a suda. This is the interesting one. The isser of having a big meal on Friday is mishum kavet Shabbos. So you go into Shabbos with an appetite. All the different details. Sudas keva, sudas arai, all those details. But all of those, the Rambam says, are kavod. Misada adam shulchana be'erev Shabbos, afavishin and sarachal kazayas. What about if somebody's not eating at home on Friday night? Or on Shabbos at all? They're just sleeping at home. You should still put a Shabbos tablecloth on the table, the Rambam says. Because that's kavod Shabbos. We should walk into the room and know it's Shabbos. It shouldn't look like weekday. V'chein misadah shulchanah b'motzi Shabbos. Okay. And then the Rambam says, chayev adam lasu zorim she'im l'tzorcha Shabbos, begufo, ze'u kvodo, right, mitzvah bo'yisim b'shulucho. That is all the first six halachas of Perek Lamed. And then the Rambam says, eizehu oneg, what is oneg Shabbos? Shetzorach l'sakein tafshol shamein b'yoser, have a real fatty, delicious food. U'mashke mevusam, LaShabbos, Hakolafi Mamono Shaladam, Vikolamarbe Botos Shabbos Vitikin Macholam Rabim Tovim Areza Meshubach. So he says preparing delicious food, but the way the Gra understands it is that and enjoying that food. The enjoying that food, meaning everything that we do on Shabbos is Oneg Shabbos. Achila, and he says in the next halacha, Achila Basar Vishtias Yain Bishabis, Onegula. Onegula. That is the Oneg Shabbos, and he continues and gives other examples. Okay, all different areas that of actions that happen on Shabbos. That's all based on this one pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Ches, Kavod Shabbos and Onek Shabbos, learned out from Divrei Nevi'im, Divrei Kabbalah. So what happened? Back to the story. So Rav Huna came to Rav Bar Nachman when he thought they made him this big meal, but they didn't. They didn't. They said it was for Shabbos. Adahachi, meanwhile, Ashkach Hahu Kavda, he saw amongst the food that they put on the table to feed him, they saw a liver, he saw a liver, Tavi Bas Simpunya de Bliadama. He saw some arteries coming out of that liver that were full of dam. It wasn't just the liver, but it was also some blood vessels. Amarlu Amayav Disuhachi, what'd you do? Why'd you do this? What was he asking? Rashi, Afapi Shadamna Nivlabo Heterhu, even though, as we've said, the blood that's inside the liver is mutter, miudama konos bisimponos damu. But the blood that's in the connecting arteries is considered dam. So I don't understand. I see a lot of blood in there, and you obviously didn't drain it, and that has the status of blood. Amrule, they said, Elahekinevi, well, what are we supposed to do? Well, you have some other way we're supposed to prepare it? Armor Louis says, yes. Kirush esiv aref, tear it. Cut it open, right? Do two different directions. V'chituch alasachas, and then open it from below, and then roast it, and then the blood will drip out, will flow out. So that's what you're supposed to have done. V'hani mili kavda, and the Gemara just adds, this only applies by the liver, that's what you need the kriya for. Because again, as we've said, there's a lot of blood in there. Aval tachla, but the spleen, shumna ba'almahu. But the spleen is like other parts of the body. It's not extra super blood in the spleen. It's just shumna ba'alma, and therefore one wouldn't need to be korea it beforehand. Kiha de Shmuel, avdi le tafshila de tachli biyoma David Milsa, like they used to prepare for Shmuel on the day that he bloodlet, right, the day that was considered healthy in the days of old, the day that he bloodlet, they used to make him this type of spleen tafshil in order to be mechazek him and give him strength. Good. There's a machlokas rishonim here, whether this preparing for roasting, I'm sorry, preparing the kaved is only if you are going to be mevashalit, or even if you're just going to roast it. That's the machlokas we're showing him here. Rashi seems to say that even if you're going to roast it, you have to do this kriya beforehand. That's what Rashi says here. He says a little bit later, he uses the lashon of tzli. But if you look in the Ramban, look in the Rashba, it's only if you are going to cook it. Well, if you're going to cook it, so that's when you need to be koreid. If you're going to be tzolid, so then you don't. Then you don't. And that's why the Rashba says, the Rif didn't quote this, halacha l'maisa, because we're not mevashalit bizman hazeh. As the Rif quoted the minhag. And if we're not mevashalit bizman hazeh, so then you're not going to have to do this kriya. If you're just doing the tzli, then it's mutter if you're just going to broil it. So that is a discussion, a little discussion of what this Gemara, how far this chiyav of kriya and chitucha goes. Okay, itmar, discussion of the amoraim. So the Gemara says here. Now we were just talking about roasting and pots, but now we're about to talk about spits. So roasting two pieces on one spit, but it's going to be clear from the following Gemara, and we know this also if you remember from the end of the first parak of Masechah Shabbos. It also talks about it there in the Mishnais and the Gemara. The spits in those days were vertical, not horizontal, and therefore there was one piece of meat on top of another piece of meat, and the top piece of meat, obviously when it was roasting, dripped down to the lower piece of meat. So says the Gemara, Itmar kavde ilavi bistro. If you have a kaved, you have a liver on top of another piece of meat. So is that going to be a problem? Because all the blood is going to be going onto the bottom piece of meat and then going down into the fire. Shari, it's still mutter. Still mutter because we assume it's just going to slide right off, going to the fire. Dama mishrek sharik. The blood's just going to slide down. Kachla ilave bisra, but an udder, right, getting back to our udders, an udder on top of a piece of milk, of a meat, usser, my time, a wachalaf, sruchi misraf, the milk, is sticky and doesn't flow all the way down, and therefore it's going to be asr. Even though, it's asr d'rabbanan. Even though we mentioned it's only asr d'rabbanan, the milk in an udder, but at this point we assume it's still going to be asr d'rabbanan. Rashi says, here, Mishrach Sarach nidvach v'nivla. Rav Dimi min ardom asr yifla. Rav Dimi says exactly the opposite. Kachli lavi bisra shari, the milk on top of the basar, the udder on top of the basar is mutter maitai machalav shchuta d'rabbanan. Because it's Shchol of Shchut is Drabanan inside. What's the most it's going to be? Is this a Drabanan? No, you don't have to worry about that. Kavli Love Bisra Aser Dam Da Araisa. But the Kaved on top is Aser, because that is going to be Da Araisa. Let's just finish the line, and then we'll make a Diyuk. Darash Mereimar Hilchasa. And the Halacha is Bein Kavda Bein Kachla. Tute Bisra Shari. If the liver or the udder is on the bottom, then it's for sure Mutter, because it just flows down. Ilave Bisra, if it's on top, Dievet In Lechad Chila Lo. So we assume that the evidence all mutter, but l'chadchila, one shouldn't put a liver or an udder on top of a piece of meat. Rashi here discusses that nowadays we aser it totally. Rashi again, paskining, the bottom Rashi, uladidan, aser l'gamre l'chadchila. Right? It's totally aser l'chadchila, meaning even if it's below. Even if it's below, it's aser l'chadchila. Why? L'fisha shpudim shalanu, Ein on tsluyin. El shochvos are shpudim are horizontal. Upamim, and sometimes I lift up one side and sometimes I lift up the other side. So I could at some point make the udder or liver higher than the when you take it out. It's not going to be perfectly horizontal as you take it out. So therefore it might be higher, and we said higher lachatchila, you're not supposed to do. Right, upamim shemeirim zanav hashbud, v'nimsa tachlon elyon, upamim shemashpilo, v'nimsa chavero elyon, hilkach bein shakaved, litzad arosh, bein shu litzad azanav, usser, we say it's all going to be usser. Good. There is an interesting diuk that Rav Yonatan Eibeshitz makes from our Gemara. What does our Gemara say? That in the Rav Dimi Minaharda, he says the udder shouldn't be on top. The udder can be on top because it's only going to be Durabanan. Right? Because milk in the udder is only going to be Durabanan. Says Rav Yonatan Eibeshitz, what about if it would have been real milk? It would be Daraisa? That's what it sounds like. It's only because the udder, the milk in the udder is Durabanan. But it sounds like if it would have been real milk, it would be Daraisa. Says Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz, this Gemara is a raya that even roasting Basar Bachalov is Asar Daraisa. Right? We know Bishul Basar Bachalov is Asar Daraisa. What about roasting Basar Bachalov? Right? Is that also Asar Daraisa? Let's say Lachor is sure Asar Durabanan. What about Asar Daraisa? Says Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz, this Gemara proves it is. Because the only reason that it's Durabanan is because it's milk of an udder. Right, chalav shchuta. Mashma, if it wouldn't be chalav shchuta, it would be daraisa. But you're not cooking it. The answer is, it's still usser da'araisa. Rekiva Eger does not think that's another diuk. You could have mentioned, you could understand the Gemara differently, that even if it would have been other milk, maybe it would still be derabanan, but there would be reason to be gozer. Okay, but either way, that's a diuk and a big discussion, right? That's the Shulchan Aruch discusses at the beginning of Hilchos Basar B'Chalav. Shulchan Aruch in Simen Pei Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch discusses again, we don't have time to go into it right now fully, but the Shulchan Aruch says, Kasa Batara, we read this already at the beginning of the parak. Voti achil b'ashem bishal, omar avishen es asar minatara ela derech bishal. Avamidurabanan, asar b'chol inyan. And then the Pisrei Tshuva here discusses what about smoking, what about roasting, what about all the other processes, right? And what about kavish kemivushal, what about maliyah karoseach, right? All of the other ones as we will get to. Weiter. Rav Ashi ikwa lebe Rami Bar Abba Chamua. Rav Ashi visited his father-in-law. Chazi lebre, he saw his son, meaning his brother-in-law, the Rami Bar Abba, the kashafid kabde ilavi bisra. He put a liver on top of meat. Amar kama yoyer har marabanan. Wow. Merci ki yura. Right. How you're bringing attention onto to yourself. What are you doing? Right. So he obviously was upset. He didn't think that he should be doing it. Why? Amar damar rabbanan diyevad lachadchila miyamar. Rather, rabbanan said he can only do it with diyevad, but not lachadchila. Ve'ika beidugi. If there's a beidugi, beidugi is a type of catching bowl on the bottom that's going to catch whatever flows off. So if there is that, then bistri lovi kavdanami aser. Then even meat on top of the cupboard is going to be aser. Why? Because we assume whatever you catch, you're going to put back and serve as a dip of some kind. So if you catch it, then even if the covey's on the bottom, you're going to catch the blood. That's going to be aser. Umayshdam midama debisra. So why is that different than a stama piece of meat? Not a liver. A regular piece of meat. Right? There also, the dam of the basar, when there's no covey, flows down into the fats and you eat it. Dama debisra shacha. No. Regular blood of other pieces of a beef, that sinks, and it's lower than the fatty substance, so you could just skim off the fatty substance on top, and it would be okay. Dama de kavda coffee, but the blood of the liver has a different nature, it floats more, it's going to get mixed into the chalev, and that's why it's going to be us. Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Now we're going to get into some other related issues. Sakin sheshachad ba, a knife that you use to shecht with, aser lachtoch baroseach. Right, you cannot cut a boiling piece of meat with that, because we assume that the knife that you used, Rashi quotes here, that the neck of the animal has the status of hot, so the blood from the animal is going to go into the knife, and therefore it's treif. And therefore you can't cut a hot piece of meat with it, because then the meat will absorb the treif taste. Sonain, what about using cutting something cold? So, amrila bai hadachav, amrila lo bai hadachav. Some say you need to wash it, some say you don't need to wash it. What's the it? So, pashis, I would have said the knife. I would have said the knife. If you're cutting cold, some say you have to wash it, some say you don't have to wash it. Rashi says, talking about the food. Sonain, Rashi, bai hadachav, hahut sonain. Rashi knows it's a little bit unusual. But that's its own name. The Ron discusses why the Rashi says that. Meaning, what's Rashi saying? That if you use this knife to cut up something cold, you have to rinse it off. You have to rinse it off. And the Ron wonders why Rashi has that understanding based on a Gemara in the first perek we had, that we paskin maybe the neck of an animal is not considered roteach, right, by treifa. That's why the Ron works it out according to Rashi. Good. Amar Avi Yudama Shmuel. A plate that you use to salt meat. So do we say that plate absorbs some taste of the blood? Because you did malicha on it. Correct. Right? You're not allowed to put a hot piece of meat on it because we assume that plate is now treif because of the blood that's in it. Shmuel Taimei, as we had earlier, Damar Shmuel. Malicha hariya koraseach, kavish hariya kumavushal. Right? Salting takes this place of heat transfer, and kavush, pickling, or soaking. Remember, we had a machlokes. What does kavish mean? Only in a strong substance, or we're machmir, like the Rosh, even in liquid. Any liquid, even in water. Right? Kavish, harayogim mavushal. And that's why this plate that you salted on is treif. Kiyasa Ravin am Rabbi Yochanan, maliach eina karoseach, kavish eina kumavushal. When Ravin said it, he said Rabbi Yochanan argues. Amar Abaya, hada Ravin lasa. Abaya says Ravin's wrong. I don't think Rabbi Yochanan was mekel. Tiyahi pincha, tavi bei Rabbi Yami, demalach bei Bisra, ve Tavre, right? There was a certain type of earthenware plate that Rav Abi salted on, and he broke it. And he broke it. So Michti, Rabbi Ami, Talmud Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Ami, Talmud Rabbi Yochanan, my time at Tavrei. Why did he break it? Lami Shun, the Shamili Minid Rabbi Yochanan, Domer, Malicha, Rukurasech. Must be that he heard from his Rebbe that it, Malicha does Aser, Malicha Rukurasech, and that's why he broke it. Good. There is a big discussion about Kavush. There are Mishnayos that seem to contradict themselves. A Mishnah in Shvius, a Mishnah in Trumos, about whether we say Kavush to Mavushal or not. There's a long tshuva of the Noda Yehuda, and there he says, you have to know what's being soaked, you have to know the soaking liquid. Not everything is the same. I'll just read you the one line, the crucial line towards the end of Yoredeya Kama Simen Chavav. Yoredeya Kama Simen Chavav. Says the Noda Yehuda, She'ein teva kol haminim shaveh. V'yesh dvarim de bali upati bekavush. V'yesh dvarim de lo bali upati bekavush. Hakol fi teva hadvarim shahi yadua lechachamim b'mishnah. And he quotes, look in the Mishnah in Shvius, Zayin Zayin. Look in the Mishnah in Shrumos, Yud Yud. You see, there are stiras, but it depends what you're using. It depends what is being soaked in. And therefore, you have to know. But in general, right, unless we know, we'll assume lechobra. Maliyah Karoseach and Kavush Kimavushal. Interesting, two discussions on this story. So he threw out this pot. He threw out this plate that was treif. Are you allowed to use a treif plate for cold? So yeah, technically, right? If you go into a hotel and there's bowls and you're gonna have cold cereal, right? It's clean, you're allowed to use it. So why do you throw it out? Why do you use it for cold? So the Ritva discusses here, and the Rav discusses here. 2 points. Number one, you're not allowed to use something treif on a kavua basis. If you happen to go once into a plate, you can use it one time for cold. But to have in your house a treif plate that you're, this is your cereal bowl, right? This is treif. So no, you're not allowed to do that on a kavua basis. Number one. Number two, maybe there's a difference if it's yours or not. If you're going into a hotel or a so it's not yours. So there's no Shema Yavo. Maybe you might come to use it for hot. But here it's yours. That can make a big difference. Right? You're not supposed to use a treif item that's yours even just once. Okay, two ideas. Number one. Number two, the other discussion here, the Ran here says, this Gemara is Araya, no Saint Tam Levgam is Asr Lechatchila. Right? We're going to learn over the next couple of days also, the principle of Ben Yomo. Right? Something is only Asr, Oser, because it gives off a good taste within the 24 hours. But after 24 hours is what's called, as we know, no Saint Tam Levgam, gives off a bad taste. And generally, we're going to see, no Saint Tam Levgam cannot Asr B'dieven. It's impossible. If I cook milchik in a fleshik pot that was not used for 24 hours, the milchik is kosher. Right? Something that's not ben yomo cannot aser. The pot now is treif. But the milchik is kosher. So are you allowed to do that chadchila? No. Why? The Ran says this Gemara. Why did he throw out the plate? Why didn't he just wait till after 24 hours and then use it? It must be that no sinalafgam is aser lechatchila. That is the Ran's point here. Ask the Beis Halevi, chela gimel simin sadiches. There's a mefurish Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says that. No sinalafgam is aser. What does the Ran have to come here on this Gemara and say, oh, it implies he threw it out? It's a mefurish Gemara in Avodah Zarah. What's being added here? So the Beis Halevi has two suggestions. Number one, maybe this is even by Nisa Darabanan. Right? Maybe even by Nisa Darabanan, not just Nisa Daraisa. Malia Karoseach is Daraisa? Maybe that's only Darabanan. So even Notin Tam Lefkam Darabanan is Asr Lechatchila. That's number one suggestion. And number two suggestion is, you might have thought that maybe this is a B'dievet situation. If we're talking about a Kli Cheres, so you might have thought you're allowed to use it, because what's the other choice? Throw it out? Break it? So you might have thought this itself is a B'dievet situation, so you could use it. Kamash Vala, no. You have to break it. You have to throw it out. This is still called a Chanchila. Don't use it. So those are the two suggestions that the Beis Halevi has, what the Chiddush of our Gemara is, besides the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, and that's why the Ran says here that you learn from here, no Sintam Lefkam is also Lechatchila. Either because it's even Durabanan Aser, even in Issa Durabanan, or even by Cheres, where the choice is to throw it out. That also, that's what you have to do. That's still considered a Lechatchila situation. Okay. So Yaz Rav Kahana, Achua Drav Yudach Kameh Drav Huna, V'yasa V'ka'amar. Rav Kahana said, Kara Shamalach Babasar, also Lecha Baroseach. As we said, a kara that you salted meat on, you're not allowed to eat boiling meat on it. And a radish, a sharp food that you cut with a fleshik knife, sakin means a fleshik knife, you're allowed to eat with milk. So a radish that you cut with a fleshik knife, right, you're allowed to eat with milk. So a milkic substance. So my taima, Amar Abaya. So Abaya says, hayaterabala vai isurabala. Right? But it's known is now fleshik. That's called heterabala. So what's wrong with it? Well, the first case of blood, that's isurabala. That's what Abaya said. Amale Rava, Kibala Hatera, my hobby. So what that the radish was Hatera Bala and it absorbed fleshik? So hi Hatera Dasi Lide Yisuruhu. But now it's fleshik that you're gonna make milkik. The Yisuruk Achil. So how can you say that a radish that you cut with a sharp food, that you get cut with a fleshik knife, is gonna be motidi with fleshik, used with milkiks? Ayalama Rava, Rava says, no, we misunderstood. Hi, what the Rav Kana meant was as follows. High efshar lamita may, high lo efshar lamita may. Doesn't mean it's mutter. He said it's mutter because you can still taste it. That's what it means, mutter. That you're chayef to taste it earlier to see if it has the fleshik taste. Amalei Rav Papa LaRava, v'lita me kfeila arma. One second, why don't you just let a kfeila, right? We have this already. Let a non-Jew taste it. Milo tznan, didn't we learn in the Brisa, Tanya? Kedir shabisha basalei basha b'chalav. If you have a pot that you cook meat in, you can't cook milk in it. V'bisha b'no saint tam. And if you did, it's aser b'nesinas tam, and if it's b'no saint tam. Bisha b'trumalei basha b'chulin. V'bisha b'no saint tam. You have to check it. V'amrinan. Bishlema truma toim la kohen. Right, we have this already. By truma, I understand how you can know what it tastes like. Ask a kohen to taste it. Oh, basa b'chalav man toim la. But what about basa b'chalav? Amar lan litame kfeila. So chanami litame kfeila. So here too, let a kfeila taste it. Let a non-Jewish baker. Remember we had the machlokas rishonim. Is that only an expert? Is that only not an expert? Is it mefiach lefitumo? All the different dayas, Rashi, Rambam. So Gemara answers, hachanami. You're right. We could have. Ki kamin into like a kfeila. There's no kfeila here. So there's no kfeila, so then you don't have the choice. But you're right. In the chinam, it doesn't mean that if you cut the radish with the fleshik knife, you could just use it for milchiks. It means that it is usable if you would have a kfeila. Or here, in this case, if you would have, you know, you taste it yourself. Because now it's only fleshik. It's not asr yet. Okay, itmar. Now we get into the sugya of not bar not. Or what's known as DE. In other related issues. Itmar, says the Gemara, Dogim sha'alu bika'ara. Dogim, what's important about Dogim? Parav. Parav sha'alu bika'ara, parav that went on a ka'ara. Ka'ara always means fleshik. Went on a fleshik plate. Rashi, Dogim sha'alu bika'ara, min hatzli. Shahayu roschin. Right, when they were boiling hot fish. Boiling hot fish was put onto a fleshik plate. Fleshik plate. Rav Amar, so now what? Does that fleshik plate make the fish fleshik that you cannot eat it with milchiks? So Rav Amar, asar lachlam b'chutach. Rav says it's asar to eat that with milk. Shmuel Amar, mutar lachlam b'chutach. Shmuel says no, you're allowed to. Rav Amar, asar, why? No saint tamu. Because there's no saint tam. The meat taste goes into the plate, then goes into the fish, and therefore, you can't eat it with milk. Shmuel Amar, mutar, no saint tam bar, no saint tamu. That means it's two steps. What's called not bar not. No sin tam bar no sin tam. It means if you have a taste that goes into two things and it's still mutter, then it's mutter. It doesn't have the power to aser anymore. There's a lumdish question. Is it because it's not called taste anymore, or it is taste, but it's just weakened taste? L'mayin nafkamina, if you could still taste it. Right? So the Rosh Shmuel says not bar not is mutter. Rashi and many Rishonim say that this concept applies by all isurin. If you have a not bar not, it's so weak, so then not bar not, even of iser, if you have treif that goes into a plate, that goes into a food, does that food now aser the next food? So the Rashi seems to say yes. But the Ran says, no, this is only by basar b'chalav. Not bar not is only by basar b'chalav. The Ran says right here, and therefore, why? What's the svara? It's weak enough, it cannot create an iser. If something's already aser, it's aser forever. Right, but the issue is by basar b'chalav, right, that is the Ran here on Mem Aleph. Mem Aleph in the Dafi Arif. Delo Sharida not bar not ela b'shal heter kebasar b'chalav. Tekima the tamsheni akati aterehu, kima te iklish kulehai, lo chashav lemesar, ava b'midi di sura, kalhecha de ika taima klal, osar at sof kal ha'olam. That's the Ran on Mem Aleph, Alman Aleph. Okay, so that's machlokas Rav and Shmuel. If I put something hot on a fleishik pot, could I eat it with milchix? So says the Gemara, v'had the Rav, la b'feir shid mer alam achal edma. Rav didn't really paskin this way explicitly, but we know it from a story. The Rav ikla be Rav Simi bar Chia. He once came, bar brechosh be'enav, his grandson wasn't feeling well. Of delay shayfa b'tza. So they made him some type of ointment to put on his eyes. They made it on a plate. Basar hachi ramule b'shule b'gava. And then they put whatever, they didn't have so many plates in those days, I guess, they put his tavshil, what he was going to eat, on the same plate. Tomle tamid de shayfa. And he tasted the tam of the ointment when he ate the food. Omar, you have time of kulei. And he said, wow, this is a strong taste. So they thought, oh, he must hold naparnadas asr. Because it went from the ointment to the plate to the food, and he says it's a strong taste. Veloi, and the answer is maybe not. Shani Hassan, the Nafish Maratvei. The ointment is very strong and bitter. But it could be like on regular taste, he wouldn't say that. Period. Rabbi Lazar Avikom Kame de Mar Shmuel. Aisel Kame Dogim Shalu Bekaara. They brought in front of him Dogim that were all of Bekaara. Vekaacha Bekutach. Right? This hot fish, and Shmuel ate it with Kutach. And Shmuel said before, Mutter. Right, Shmuel said before Mutter. Yav leva lo achal. Shmuel gave to Rabbi Lazar and he didn't eat it. Amalei l'rabcha yavi leva achal v'alo achalta. So Shmuel says to Rabbi Lazar, I gave to your Rebbe Rav and he ate it. You're not eating it? Asla kamid Rav. And Rabbi Lazar then went in front of Rav and said, is that true? Amalei hada v'yimar mishmaitse. Shmuel says that he gave you this. Did you matter it? Amalei chas le lazarek. No chas v'shalom. I never mattered it. Chas le lazarek da'abba bar'abba. Delisvili midivos virili. I don't know what he's talking about. So what was Shmuel talking about? Shmuel lied. Shmuel said, yeah, he wanted Rabbi Lazar to eat it, so he made up a story. He said, oh yeah, Rav ate it. Says the Ritva. What kind of story is this? What'd Shmuel do? What, he was shakran? Says the Ritva. Heich omer Shmuel l'rabcha yavi ve'achal v'yesh lomar ki magazim hu bedvarav. She'ilu haya nozim l'rav ha'yachal. If your Rebbe was here, he would eat it because I would convince him otherwise that it's mutter. That's what he meant. Umori Nero Piresh, but my Rebbe said, maybe this is the Ra'ah, Derabcha Kamar Le Lamishum Rav Kamar Elamishum Chad Derabanan Dehavile. Didn't mean Dafka Rav. He meant your rabbis would eat this. Didn't Dafka mean Rav. That's how we understood it. But that is the story. Good. There is a major machlokas. Tosfos here, Rashi here. It says, dogim that were alu bika'ara. Rashi and the Rambam both say, not only if something, a hot piece of fish was put onto a fleishik plate, but what if it was cooked in a fleishik pot? It just says alu bika'ara. What if it was actually cooked in a fleishik pot? So Rashi and the Rambam say, even if it was in his mashal. The Rivan, Rashi's son-in-law, right here in Tosfos. B'shem Rashi Pirish Rivan Chasano Dafka Alu. No, it's only mutter if it was Alu. Avon Nizbaiv, it was cooked together? No. Cooking transfers taste in a stronger way than just going, if you have a fleishik plate that you cooked in, but now it's clean, it's not cooking, and you put a hot par of thing on it, so that's one level. But if you can actually cook the par of thing, so that's going to be more chamor. That is, again, Rashi and the Rambam say it's mutter even if it's nispashel. The Rivan said it's usser. The Rush is machalik between cooking and roasting. Like, big discussion in the postgame. Where does it come up? It also comes up in kashering for chametz. Kashering for chametz. That's also a big discussion in Hilchos Pesach, where it would come up. Good. I guess we'll have to stop here by Rav Huna. Just keep in mind a very important lamaisa. This has to do with also, again, one, we'll see that one is not supposed to lachadchila, cook, right, do this kind of thing lachadchila, like put something parv in a fleishik situation in order to eat it with milchix. But remember, this is all talking about ben yomo within 24 hours. To something not ben yomo would even be more mekel. Something not ben yomo. But we still say the poskim, Rav Yashav and others, based on the Chai Adam, still paskin lechadchila that you shouldn't do it. Meaning, if I know I want to have noodles and cheese, I lechadchila should not cook my noodles in a fleishik pot, even not ben yomo, in order to have it with cheese. Once it was cooked in a non ben yomo pot, then you're allowed to put cheese on it. Right? But I'm not supposed to do the lechadchila even by ben yomo. But again, this whole discussion that we're having here is by ben yomo. which is more chamor. Non ben yomo is one step removed, but the poskim, the later poskim, assume that that also lechatchila one shouldn't do, and that's the concept of de, knowing that you're going to cook it in this pot. You know, you shouldn't, once it's done, but here de, they know beforehand, so that's why it's considered still lechatchila, even though b'di'evet I only get it when it's already de. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but the Hashem, and we'll continue with the next story, Rav Huna, the Hashem, on tomorrow's daf.